Of course, Paranormal 4 coming out this weekend. Dave Rusick will be going to see that, right? You going to see that?
I'm going to go see what?
Paranormal.
Now, that's my kind of fella.
There you go. Yeah, Paranormal
that's
4.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. No, probably not.
A strange aside, there's a sound in that trailer that they run for that movie that says the door's open.
Yeah.
It's the same one I have at my house. It scares the dickens out of me every time that stupid thing runs.
Wow. Now, then there's an Alex Cross movie. Alex Cross is pretty good if you're James. You know, James Patterson only writes 17 books a year. How's he do that, by the way? Alex Cross is pretty good. Tyler Perry's in that. Which one are you going to, Jay?
All of them.
Yeah. Jay Sokol here this morning from the city of College Station. And of course, city council member Dave Rusink here, too, kind of his exit interview with us this morning. So in the world of lottery, you were telling me something was going on.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The story you did yesterday.
We're not playing Jethro Trivia today because it's about Lance Armstrong, and everybody knows about Lance Armstrong. So we're not going to.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. The story that we did yesterday.
Yeah.
Guy was hiding $5 million from his girlfriend or his wife.
Yeah, right.
Hadn't told her yet.
Right.
Earlier this month, a 22-year-old in Massachusetts got dumped by his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
He found one heck of a way to get over it because on Tuesday he hit the Mega Millions.
Oops.
For 30.5.
You think she's already been on his voicemail?
You think?
Ah, honey, would you rethink this? I didn't mean it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And I've got one other quick one. We were talking about those little mouth strips.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. Like the breath strip thing.
Right. And you said that they had different. Well, now they've got one you can put on your tongue, and it defeats the capsaicin in food.
Oh, my. So you could, like, eat any dang thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. What is capsaicin?
Capsaicin. Capsaicin is what makes stuff hot.
Oh.
But they've got one for that, one that will immediately cool your mouth so you could drink coffee.
I don't know how to say this delicately, but that's only half the problem. You know what I'm saying? All right, Jason.
Well, they have stuff for the other end.
Oh, okay, Jason. I'm going to try to be delicate about it. Jay Sokol here this morning from the City of College Station. So what do you got for us today?
I'm here to introduce your Placic City Council member, Dave Rusink, who is with us until, I guess, mid-November. He's with us for about one more month.
Okay, when did you lose interest? Are you just mailing it in?
Never have.
No, you really haven't. No, you haven't. That's really true. I want to ask you guys, I guess, kind of a personal question. What made you, after basically retiring from a career, decide you wanted to take on this thing called city council?
There were several people who had been twisting my arms for more years than that. I just didn't have time to do any of the campaigning. It turned out that that particular year, 6 years ago, my schedule was such that I could juggle it around and could do a little campaigning.
You know, and it's interesting because your comments are always quiet and always thoughtful. You have been on there with some people who were much more outspoken.
That were not.
Yeah.
much more elegant.
Yeah. Well, but I'm thinking from the standpoint of being pretty vocal, pretty vociferous, pretty animated. And, I mean, you have really watched this city council as a body change tremendously over your time on council.
A whole lot.
Where would you say the focus is now compared to maybe where it was 4 years ago?
Oh, it's 4 years ago.
I was just thinking that from the standpoint of it seems to me now that because of the budgetary conditions that College Station has had to confront, certainly in the last 3 years, that maybe where their focus was different than it is now.
Oh, I would just probably characterize it as being a council that is very thoughtful about how we are spending the money. We always have been, but there have been times when our council was a little more concerned about some other things rather than the very bottom line.
Would you say this is a more friendly business council from a business standpoint? They're more friendly to businesses now than they were maybe 4 years ago?
Well, that was one of the problems that people kept bringing up when I ran 6 years ago, was that it was too friendly business and too friendly developer, and after I got onto it, I really couldn't see where it was all that friendly business, and we've had some council people who were very much anti-business, anti-development.
A couple of things in the short past, I think, or, you know, since you and I both lived here a long time, but two things that really pop up that I think about is red light cameras, which was an idea that seemed like such a good idea.
And it was.
Okay. So you were in favor of keeping the red light cameras?
Very much, yes.
Yeah, I was too, really. Not even, I mean, the revenue standpoint was nice, but I think the way that we see things going right now is difficult to see. And then, of course, obviously the Welborn issue is something that was high profile as well. Your thoughts there?
It was. And my thought is that 5 years from now, the folks in Welborn are going to be very pleased that it went the way it did, that they're not the ones that are having to make all of the decisions about what the city's going to be in, but they've got an opportunity through the neighborhood plan to make it what they wanted anyway without having to have all of the headaches that go with the incorporation.
Certainly. During your tenure, you've dealt with two city managers who were, basically seem to be some difference in style, maybe some similarities too. What did you see were the major differences between the two city managers?
Well, they had different issues that they were working with, so but I really liked both of them. I was pleased that the current city manager was on the staff before, had a lot of good training, so to speak, but he came in trained, and I would be able to speak highly of both of them.
You know, obviously the city growing almost exponentially during your tenure here, and certainly in the time that you've been in College Station, whether on council or not. So as a result, priorities have had to change, especially with first responders. And I know since your son has worked in the fire department for
almost 30 years.
Yeah, for College Station, you're acutely aware of that. But your thoughts on first responders and police and fire and how it's grown?
I couldn't be more pleased with the kind of leadership that we have in both the police and fire department. And the people who are working under them are just super.
One of the things I think about with College Station is we had a parks department that was much larger than it is now. Your thoughts on what it looks like now, and is this better fit the budgetary situation in College Station?
That's one that I can't put my arms around, Scott. There are certain things that the parks department has done that have been has made it the outstanding parks department within the state. But at the present time, I don't know where we're going with it. We've got some really good things coming that are in a different direction than what we were used to be. And I think that with the new field that is being developed out here next to the Wolfpan Creek Park, that festival park mm-hmm. is going to really make a big difference in what the Parks Department is going to be able to offer. Our new fields that we're putting in with AstroTurf or artificial turf are going to be able to put us much more competitive for bidding on outside activities that would be coming in, baseball, softball, soccer, whatever it might be.
Mm. We're hearing a lot of discussion right now at A&M as they continue to look at outsourcing, and they've done some outsourcing. Is this what you would believe to be an institutional trend? Do you see College Station possibly doing more of that?
We have done a lot of that with the Parks Department already. Mm-hmm. Outsourced the maintenance of some of the fields that didn't have to have day-to-day attention. It seems to be working so far. We've had a little complaint sometimes about the fact that the fields weren't being maintained quite as nicely as they used to. However, when we get those kind of complaints, we like to say, tell me which field is it and what part of that field is it? And the Parks Department will go out and take a look at it. And if it is something that should have been done, they will call attention to the outsourcer.
Sure. Over the years, one of the things I've really, really had a problem with the city of College Station is the way they treated the merchants at Northgate. I think they've made it a very difficult environment. Northgate has now changed. It is something now that it wasn't 10 years ago or 15 years ago. I'd like to get your thoughts on that entire development, not just the commercial, but obviously there's going to be some density in housing that was not at Northgate, say, even 10 years ago.
For sure. That it was about 10 years ago, I think, when the A&M Presbyterian Church was bought by what is now Traditions. Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, there were several other developments of apartments, and it's not through yet. More apartments going up in the Northgate area, a little bit farther to the east.
Right.
And I think that the whole Northgate atmosphere is being enhanced a whole lot by, you said not to talk about the parking, but the parking behind the Northgate are very important, that mm-hmm. off-street parking. And the way that the front of the stores along University is going to really enhance what they can do in having outside activities.
Sure. That's enough of my questions, I guess. What have we not covered that you would consider that have been highlights as far as your time in council?
Well, one is the fact that the very first important decision that I was involved with had to do with the Weingarten purchasing, wanting to purchase the property over at Rock Prairie and Six. And I was the fourth of a 4-3 decision not to allow that to happen. And at that time, I said, you're 5 years ahead. We had too much traffic there already, and that 20,000 new cars a day is what the researchers tell us would have been added if a super Walmart was put in. That much extra traffic there would have just congested that whole area. We are now at the point where, with the expansion of the bridge, the plans are being made as we talk about it, to create more traffic possibilities being taken care of there, plus the Barron Road coming onto that property.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if that had been coming to us today, our decision might have been different. But we would have had an empty store where the current Super Walmart is had they moved. The location of the Super Walmart now, I don't think could have been any better anywhere than where it is right now.
Well, and there's an opportunity for development adjacent to it right now since there's space there.
There is space for that.
Could be filled. Let's switch over to the negative side. What are the biggest regrets that you possibly have as you look back on your tenure?
Well, I think that the fact that we purchased property for a convention center that was at the wrong time. If we had put in a convention center there 10 years earlier, I think we would have been proud of it. But the convention business is different today than it was at that point. So that was one decision that we made. We're not regretting it because we're not losing money on that property. We're still able to pay the taxes and do what we need to with that property from the rent that we're receiving from the shops that are using it. But it is for sale. And any buyer with the right kind of price can pick it up.
Expand, if you would, because take us back to that, because you're one of the few people who is still active in government that can give us the long view. Kind of encapsulate what the feeling was that night, because, I mean, there's not any doubt you paid way, way too much money for that land. But kind of what was the feeling that night when council decided that they were going to go ahead and take the plunge and spend that money?
We were told by the person who was negotiating the deal for that we were not paying too much, that there was another willing buyer that would pay the same thing. We just felt like that being one of the highest geographical points in the city, being right located where it was between Bryan and College Station, that was the location that would be most appropriate. And so we were willing to pay the same as another willing buyer was able to pay. And we had been talking about convention centers, 3 or 4 other locations. None of them had quite the same appeal for traffic and for eye appeal as that one did.
So any other final thoughts as you prepare to finish your elective service for the city?
I want to say that whoever thinks about running for city council would find a very rewarding job if they were elected to it. But that there's one thing that I tell everybody, that there are 3 characteristics that they should at least have one of those characteristics. One is to be somebody like me, a retiree. It takes a lot of time. Now, some of the time that I put into it is self-imposed. I wouldn't have to go to all of the places that I go, the chamber events and other things. But there are a lot of other committees. It's not just a second and fourth Thursday night activity. So if they're a retiree and have the time to put into it, that is great. A community volunteer like our mayor, somebody that knows the community, knows the various organizations, and has the ability to get their ear. And the third is a person who's an independent business person, somebody who is able to adjust their schedule and or works for somebody who understands the need for that flexibility. those are the three characteristics I think that a person really should have as they consider running for city council.
Certainly. Yep.
Now, we've got one opening. We've got two openings coming up. We're going to be appointing a week from yesterday at our next city council meeting, and that's for planning and zoning. And planning and zoning is a wonderful place for somebody to get some background. That and the Citizens University are the two places that really will help prepare a person to be a city council member. We would hope that there would be some people who are very interested that might call the city and get an application or go on our website that Jay can tell us about to get an application for planning and zoning. We need to have that early next week.
Certainly. Well, you've been a, while low-key, a kind and thoughtful member of council. I appreciate your service to our city. I think it has been it's been a true, you've been an attribute there.
Well, the thing that makes it so fun is, first of all, the city management and the staff that they have working with them. They are great. But we also have a lot of citizens committees. We've got over a dozen citizens committees that provide us good advice and work with us very closely. So we have a lot of really interested and good help throughout the city, both in the paid staff and the volunteer staff.
There you go. Dave Rusing, thanks for your time and thanks for your service. What else you got for us today?
Just a reminder that early voting begins on Monday, and all things about College Station on the ballot, you can find it at cstx.gov/elections.
And if they want to be on one of these boards or something, that's in there.
Yes, cstx.gov/boards and committees, or just go to the homepage at cstx.gov and in the search box type that in, and it'll take you to the right page.
There you go. Jay Sokol, and we visit with the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620.